Thank you, Senator. Members of the committee, for the record, State Senator Eric Schmidt, representing the people of the 15th District in St. Louis County, here to present Senate Bill 1. We have been called by this governor to an extraordinary special session, one to consider a proposal that will allow us to compete for quite literally thousands of direct jobs and tens of thousands of indirect jobs by way of construction jobs and suppliers all across the state. Hundreds of suppliers all across the state. Boeing, for a very long time, and its predecessor, McDonnell Douglas in St. Louis, have owned space in the aerospace world, principally in military aircraft. What is presented before us today is an opportunity to compete for and to transition to, in many ways, commercial aircraft. Boeing has signed contracts from all across the world in the billions for the 777X airliner, the next generation passenger airline that's in high demand, and they want to get started. Because of issues in Washington, the state of Washington, Boeing is looking elsewhere. There are approximately 12 to 15 states that are actively competing. There may be more. Missouri is in a pretty good position for a variety of reasons. Certainly, the well-trained workforce that we have and one that has been in place for a number of years puts us in a good position. The community colleges that we have across our state that for a very long time, because of investments we have made, have trained a very well-trained workforce. The other piece to that, and I will hear more about it today, labor has come to the table to help make this happen, and now we're here. And we're here to consider a proposal that would use four existing programs, Missouri Works, the Missouri Works Training Program, BUILD, and the statewide TIF, to use those existing programs along with the taxpayer protections that are inherent in those and ones that had been finally wrought over these many years and most recently this past session as Missouri Works was established as sort of a successor and interest to the Quality Jobs Program. And there are programs that are based on jobs that are actually created and the withholding taxes that are associated with that. And so using those programs, creating a separate cap for the aerospace industry and specifically this effort of $150 million would allow us, it is the belief of many that are negotiating this, that will allow us to compete. Some have asked why Washington, it failed. Are we being used as a pawn? The information that I've gotten, I think many of us in our meetings with the governor, is that that's not the case, that we are legitimately in play here as a state and for those jobs. They have a gross receipts tax that distorts the amount that they were offering. So this amount, it is the belief of many that are closer to negotiations, does get us to the table. Again, it's important to note that none of those incentives, allowing the Boeing to keep essentially the withholding tax they would normally pay to Jefferson City, none of those are in play unless there is a greater to one-to-one benefit to the state. The estimated impact, and you're going to hear, is in the billions annually because of not only those direct jobs but the indirect jobs associated with this effort. This is truly a transformational opportunity for good, high-quality, high-paying jobs that, quite honestly, at this scale, we have not seen before. So it is this committee's opportunity to weigh in and ultimately, hopefully, on the Senate floor to see if we want to move that proposal forward. The folks that are going to testify after me include the governor's office, business and labor and local leaders. So there's a lot of questions and technical questions you can certainly ask them. I'd be willing to answer them, too.